USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Virginia police say two people are dead in the wake of a shooting that followed a high school graduation. It happened Tuesday near the campus of Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond. Two people were taken into custody, but
one of the subjects was detained, was armed with a firearm, but we believe, based upon our investigation at this time, that he is uninvolved in the shooting itself. We have another individual who is in custody who is 19 years old, who we believe was involved in the shooting.
He stated he would go blow for blow with former President Trump in a mudslinging contest, if it comes to that, in the upcoming GOP presidential primary. Fellow Republican and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie on Tuesday night officially threw his hat into the ring.
I guarantee you that at the end of it, you will have no doubt in your mind who I am and what I stand for, and whether I deserve it.
Christie joins an already crowded GOP field that's expected to grow Wednesday when former Vice President Mike Pence is expected to formally announce his candidacy. The White House has launched a new website that lets you monitor big new road, bridge, and other infrastructure projects.
It's called invest.gov, and it tracks both public and private projects. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
In addition to over $200 billion that have already happened in terms of those federal investments, there have been over $400 billion of private investments.
The site will summarize government spending state by state, including jobs created and businesses started. Despite the record number of jobs created during his term, the president has had a tough time getting credit. The invest.gov website hopes to help fix that. I'm Rich Johnson.
It's officially the deadliest time of the year for teenage drivers. AAA says the 100 days between Memorial Day and Labor Day is when there are the most car accidents involving teens. This is USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying when they really can't speak. She says her gums have been bleeding. Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try Newcrest Gum Detoxify and Restore. Yep, Newcrest Gum Detoxify and Restore is professionally designed to start healing gums from day one. Right. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
Crest Gum Detoxify and Restore. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
The pilot of a plane which crashed, killing everyone on board in Virginia Sunday, was seen slumped over in the cockpit moments before it plunged to the ground. Military jets scrambled to intercept the airplane after it crossed into unauthorized airspace. And authorities say they spent half an hour trying to wake someone on board before it crashed in difficult terrain. It's believed the lack of oxygen in the cabin rendered them unconscious. An organization representing survivors and families of victims of the 9/11 terrorist attacks is speaking out about the PGA Tour merging with LIV Golf.
9/11 Families United says it's shocked and deeply offended by the PGA's merger with the Saudi-backed LIV Golf. The organization's chair, Terry Strada, lashed out at PGA Commissioner Jay Monahan, claiming he co-opted the 9/11 community last year when he spoke out against LIV Golf. He continued, saying Monahan and the PGA have now taken billions of dollars to cleanse the Saudi reputation. Strada went on to say PGA Tour leaders should be ashamed of their hypocrisy and greed. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Chris Christie is formally entering the race for the White House. The former New Jersey governor officially filed paperwork Tuesday saying he's seeking the 2024 Republican nomination for President of the United States. Former Vice President Mike Pence is expected to officially announce his candidacy in Iowa on Wednesday. The Queen of Brazilian Bossa Nova is dead. Astrid Gilberto has passed away at the age of 83. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.